Welcome to The Short Score, your weekly update of team roping news from across the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Short Score. It is your host, Taylor Vollen. With August right around the corner, we have got some catching up to do on some of July's big rodeos. Let's throw it back to the middle of July to Colorado Springs. Jake Smith and Nikki Northcott took home the NFR Open win after a 4-3 in the sudden death finals, pocketing $16,000 a man. Obviously, if you pay attention to pro rodeo at all, you know that these two aren't partners throughout the year. But last year at the Wilderness Circuit Finals, Nikki edged out Jake's regular season partner, Douglas Rich, for the year-end title, pairing the two up at the NFR Open. Now, this isn't an unfamiliar spot for Jake, as last year in 2025, he also qualified for Colorado Springs under similar circumstances, that time with Jonathan Torres, and they actually split second and third there. So clearly a pretty good track record for Jake Smith in Colorado Springs. We're going to kick things off with some words from Jake that our dear Callie captured while she was in Colorado Springs on this episode of The Short Score, which is brought to you by SmartPak and Colicare, an innovative approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Designed with research-backed ingredients and a unique support program, Colicare helps protect what matters most, your horse's health. Learn more at smartpackequine.com.
You're good. Are y'all here with Dad alone, or where's Mom at? Right there. Hi, Mom. I'm sorry. I didn't know your face. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, kiddo. I didn't know what she looked like. That's my bad. All right, sir. Let's talk about it. Okay. So, have you won this before? Have you won
this
before?
No. Last year was my first year to here.
Hi, baby. I know he won a belt buckle. How cool.
I guess I got to go to Kissimmee, back when it was at Kissimmee.
Yeah, right.
I went and I healed for Jesse Stipes.
Okay,
that's what you're healing. And we won a little bit, but we didn't make the final deal. Yeah. If I remember right, I don't think we did. Maybe we did, but I don't think so. But last year, I got to come here, almost the exact same thing.
Okay.
Me and Doug rope all year.
Right.
And then at the circuit finals there in Heber City at the Wilderness Circuit Finals, last year, Torres edged him out, and he won the year-end, and I won the year-end, so I had to rope with Jonathan here, and me and Jonathan split second and third last year here.
So you've done some good.
I've had good luck here, and so same thing this year. Nikki got ahead of Doug for the year-end, and so me and Nikki had to rope here.
Cool, very cool. Well, talk me through your week. How's everything feel? We'll talk about the last one separate, but tell me about the first two.
So the first one over here, I was kind of down there a little bit. I was like seventh or so.
Yeah.
No, I guess I was like sixth or whatever. There was like three guys after me. Mm-hmm. And there was a mid 6 second run, and that was it. And I had a video of my steer. My steer was amazing.
Cool. So you knew.
So I knew my steer was really, really good. And so caught the cow, went five, went to the lead. And then they come back, and two of the last three teams got me. And so I ended up winning third, which was fine. And then come back, I guess that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Had a okay steer. He was a little left. I was late.
Yeah.
I was late, way later than I wanted to be, but made it work.
Nikki
was up there. Nikki was up there, and he healed him fast.
Cool.
And ended up edging in, just squeaking in, won third in the round again, third in the average, made it back.
Love it.
And then it's kind of funny. So I went to I was at Cheyenne this afternoon.
Right.
And so went to Cheyenne, and I split the horns over there today. And so then come over here. Okay, I got it, baby. And then, so come over here and had a good steer over here too. And then, first team out blasts.
Yeah, they did.
And then another team went fast too.
Right.
And so it's kind of different. Last year, whenever I roped, it was kind of wide open, and I knew I just needed to catch the cow.
Right.
Kind of, it seemed like, if I remember right, that to do halfway decent. Maybe one team had went fast and then it was wide open.
Right.
So I was like, well, heck, there was still a couple good teams after me. And, man, that steer was really good, and I got a good start. That was the most important thing, is I got a great start right there, and everything came together. Nikki healed him amazing, and
he does that a lot. Yeah,
it was funny though. So as I'm riding out to the trailer, my kids come down there, and Rhett, he said good job, Dad. He said, you sucked earlier today, but he said you won tonight.
Hey, you know what?
I thought that was
I'm glad you're honest, kid.
I thought he was doing like second or third.
But you're being hard on old Dad.
I thought it was.
You're a champ now, and you just get to be mean to him like that, or what?
No?
No, it was pretty good, and that's what I told him. I made it a teachable moment. That's what I told him. I was like, I've done it enough to where I've tried the last few years. I hate messing up. Everybody hates messing up.
Right.
Especially at Cheyenne, a situation like that to where it's just catch.
And did y'all draw good up? Like, was it?
It was not a bad steer at all. Just
back,
an okay steer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's literally run to the hip and catch the cow.
Yeah.
And,
that's pretty much it.
And my horse is amazing.
Yeah.
There.
Same story,
so,
the same one you rode right
same
here.
One.
Cool.
And so he's going to run me to the horns, and all I got to do is just catch. And I didn't do my job.
So what happened?
And so
what do you think happened with it? Like, why did we split? I know you split the horns, but why?
The steer kind of comes to me, and I see him coming to me, and instead of just opening my swing up and just catching, I try to just sure enough tie it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I messed up, and that's what I told him. I was like, I made it a teachable moment. I said,
good work, Dad.
That's where, to where, I said, I didn't act any different after I messed up. I said, don't get me wrong, I hate it.
Yeah,
Nobody likes messing up or losing. I said, but, I said, did I act any different to you or anybody? I said, you didn't know if I caught, messed up, or whatever, and I said, and so that's why I told him, I said, we're going to win, we're going to lose at times. I said, but we can't, our attitude has to be the same.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Right.
And I said.
Never too young to learn that either.
Right. And I said, and at the end of the day, I said, none of it matters. I said,
Absolutely.
None of this matters. I said, do you know what the only thing that matters is? And he said, God. And then, so that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And
that's
my job anyway as a dad too, is to raise my kids to know who Jesus is. And, and
dad being a dad, that's right, kiddo.
This deal is just a cherry on top. It's just something that the good Lord lets me do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell me about how your sorrel was feeling this week.
That sorrel's
unreal.
That's an amazing horse.
For sure.
I couldn't do nothing like what I do without that horse. That horse is good in a lot of different setups. Most of the time I don't ride him at a faster type setup a lot of times, but like this is a bigger open arena, and so he's got a lot more room to face and stuff like that. And then you never know in a situation like this right here where it's a clean slate one header, you never know if you have to run him down and catch
or
if you have to go four,
right?
You know, you
never
know. And so that horse is pretty good to let me do whatever, and I couldn't do it without
that
horse.
Great. Yeah, very cool. Alrighty, anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
Good. Summer been feeling okay? Everything else been?
It's been okay. Me and Doug's been winning, plucking along here and there. No big, huge wins this summer.
Yeah.
But we had a great winter
in
the spring and stuff,
sure.
And so it set it up, and so we're just kind of plucking along. I got to redeem myself for Doug, I guess.
All right.
The rest of the week.
Surely y'all have more. Yeah. Where y'all headed after this?
So I got to go back to Cheyenne for the wild card. Cool. That's Monday morning.
Monday, yeah.
And then I'm Tuesday, that's the 21st, at Spanish Fork.
Cool.
Wednesday, the 22nd, at Ogden. And then the 23rd at Salt Lake. And then hopefully back Cheyenne.
You can come back Cheyenne, yeah.
Hopefully back Salt Lake.
Okay.
So
make the
we'll
round.
See.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All righty. Well, congrats. Anything you want to add there, kiddo?
My birthday is July 20th.
No way. My birthday was July 14th. I was here at this rodeo for my birthday. Can you believe it? I know. Happy birthday. How old will you be?
Seven.
You want to tell me about your mutton busting real fast before we let you go? How'd it go today?
It went good. I didn't do it today. I didn't like the first other
few days. Okay. Like when you were here first.
So,
okay, my bad.
When I first tried it, I didn't make it to the finals. I was like, hey, I kind of want to do it again. I want to see if I can make it.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah.
I do kind of good there. I won 5th place. And The second day, I was like 96 points.
Were you really? That was you?
Yeah.
Is that where the medal came from? And you were second?
No,
no way.
No,
well,
no.
That
was like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. My bad. Okay.
And then you come down here.
Then I came down here.
Uh huh.
Yes.
I won.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Well, how do you feel about the win? Are you excited? Yeah.
My mom took a picture. I'm like, looking at my like thing. I had a little grin on my face.
Oh, a little grin on your face. I don't believe
you. I was like, I won second place, man.
No way.
This episode is brought to you by SmartPak and Colicare. Colic is one of the leading causes of emergency vet visits, and it's something every horse owner worries about. That's why SmartPak developed Colicare, a comprehensive approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Colicare combines targeted digestive support with a program designed to help you stay ahead of potential issues, not just react to them. It's built on research, formulated to support a healthy gut environment, and backed by a unique benefit. Eligible horses enrolled in the program may receive up to $15,000 in colic surgery reimbursement. Whether you're hauling, training hard, or just managing day-to-day stressors, your horse's digestive system is constantly under pressure. Colicare is designed to help you manage those risks with confidence. Visit smartpackequine.com to learn more about how Colicare can support your horse's long-term health. So then from Colorado Springs, we quickly moved to my favorite rodeo ever, Salinas, which I say because I am heavily biased. I grew up in Salinas, as we know, but anyway, it was all about the Canadian brothers Dawson and Dylan Graham when it came to the ever-famous cowboy conditions of Salinas. Now, the Grahams roped 5 head in 44.1 seconds for $14,528 apiece, and I feel like you should keep in mind that the setup of Salinas, 5 head, their shoot run on the longest score in rodeo of 35 feet, is kind of a far cry from the hockey rinks in Canada that Dawson and Dylan are likely used to. I really enjoyed my conversation with Dawson, so I hope you all enjoy it as well. Well, congrats on Salinas.
Thank you.
You know, it's my hometown rodeo, so I'm a little biased. I think it's the best, but
that's a freaking sweet rodeo.
Tell me a little bit about how you're feeling. I mean, are you on cloud nine still?
Oh, I'm better after my nap now.
Yeah, did you guys drive all night?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's sweet. It's one of them rodeos that's super cool. We look forward to it every year.
Yeah.
Just go out there and, I mean, we've always done a little bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
We might have placed in the average one year, and then we always done good, it seems like, at least in one round or something. So we've never got skunked out there.
Yeah.
Which is nice. That always helps. But It's just one of them deals that, I don't know, it's, you look so forward to it.
Yeah.
Wake up and put a sweatshirt on or a jacket.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it's just awesome.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to sound really dumb, but being from Canada, I mean, is that a rodeo that you guys, like, grew up dreaming about going to, or not so much?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I don't know about, like, when I was a little kid, probably.
Uh-huh.
When I was a little kid, I probably had no clue about it.
But, like, yeah.
I mean, always, once we started, like, rodeoing in Canada, you always, Levi and Jerry would go to it, or...
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we were there, I think we placed in the average the year Ren and Jerry won it. And I was like, that would be a cool rodeo to win.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just you hear about it and it's just cool rodeo. It's one of the bucket list rodeos that got to win.
Yeah. That's kind of what I figured. I hear that from a lot of guys when they finally get it. So, well, the 5 head, I mean, it's a monster. So tell me a little bit about how those runs looked for you guys.
Yeah, we drew amazing.
No good.
We got the first perf, which that's always nice there. And we honestly just, the first three steer, or two steers for sure, and then the fourth steer we run, they were just, we drew amazing. And then I belt broke Barry on the second one. And once I got out, I was like, okay, this, I somehow drilled the barrier about 3 or 4 times out of 5. And it just sets you up. And then especially when the steer, you draw good. It makes it so, it makes it seem easy, which is not how it ever feels there.
No, I can imagine. Tell me a little bit about what was going through your head going into the short round.
Don't break the barrier.
Yeah.
I think before Hunter, we're buddy with Hunter and Luke.
Oh, nice.
Before them guys, they left after the slack. And, before they left, I'm pretty sure Hunter told me about 5 times, see the cow till the barrier breaks. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he thought I was running right through it in the short round. We knew we had a little bit of a lead.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't really know my short round steer, but I was like, just see the cow. Don't break the barrier. Then my horse kind of wanted out. So then I pulled, and then we were super late, made it way harder than we should have, but... yeah, just do not break the barrier.
Yeah. Well, you guys made it work. You got it done, so it was good. But speaking of your horse, you call him Outlaw, right? The yellow?
Yep.
I mean, he is quite the talk of social media right now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, he goes everywhere, this poor horse.
He deserves the congratulations, though. Like, I'm glad to see people recognizing how cool he is.
Yeah, it's cool. It's wild how long I've rode him, honestly.
How long have you had him?
I just got off the phone actually with a buddy of mine that I bought him from. And I think he's 15.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at his papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the first year I rodeoed on him in Canada, he was five. So 10 years almost.
No way.
9 years.
Wow, that's cool.
And he's went everywhere. He's jackpotted. He's been the number one practice horse. He's been the number one everything.
So what is it about him? Because, I mean, okay, Salinas, like we said, I mean, five head, longest score in rodeo. But then also we watched you on him in the Thomas and Mack. I mean, he's versatile, but, like, what is it being his guy? Like, what gives him that edge?
I think he's just so user-friendly.
Really?
I mean, roping on him, he's user-friendly. Mm-hmm. Everything else, he's not. But roping on him, like, I mean, my wife 2 years ago won the number 9, maybe, or 10 at the finale, or one third in it.
Oh, no way.
Some thousand.
Like, yeah.
Honestly, anybody can team rope on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just the amount of runs I've made on him. I've never rode him actually at Salinas either.
Oh, really? Rode him there. Really? I didn't know that.
I always kind of get feeling bad for him. And I think I'll leave him. So I leave him somewhere in Utah, let him have a week off.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the steers were going to be a little slower out there this year because they're older.
Right.
And been a bunch of places. And I was like, why don't I ride my easiest one?
Mm-hmm.
So then I made the decision to ride him out there. And there was really no real reason. I never have. It just, I always kind of got to feeling bad, so I would give him a week off.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So this is the first year I rode him out there, and unfortunately, he probably gets to go back next year. But he's so easy.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I would hate to know the number of steers that I've run on.
It'd be interesting, but.
He knows.
Yeah. Well, I hope we see him, in the running for Horse of the Year this year. That'd be cool to see his name in there.
Yeah, no, hopefully.
Because he is registered, right?
Yep.
Perfect.
Hopefully I remember
to do it. Did you not last year?
I doubt it.
Well, okay, well, hopefully you remember this year because he deserves it. But perfect. Well, okay, big picture. Now inside the top 10, so this was obviously much needed. Tell me a little bit about what things had been looking like before Salinas and how you're feeling now.
It's honestly been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a slow winter, which it wasn't a terrible winter. It was
right.
Just a little slower. Nothing real big type deal to talk about all winter.
Yeah.
And then since we've been out here, I mean, it hasn't just been like huge, but it's been just picking away the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just keep catching.
Yeah. Kind of the name of the game, huh?
Yeah. You can get so wrapped up in worrying about it, and you're gonna either catch or miss, and hopefully you catch and then you go to the next place.
I like that mindset.
I don't like to overthink it too
much.
It's just, yeah, it's cool that you get it. I mean, you can get a 14 or whatever we won right there.
Mm-hmm.
And 14,000, and obviously that's huge. That wish we could have about a $14,000 week every week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You're going to have weeks where you win 2,000. You're going to have weeks where you win 14. You never know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You just got to keep catching the cow.
Yeah. That's part of it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And thanks again to SmartPack and Call a Care for sponsoring this episode. If you're looking to take a proactive approach to your horse's digestive health, check out Call a Care at smartpackequine.com.